prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is for October 2023. You're listening to Financial Survival. I will be with you. I will be your host until 20 after, and probably for the whole program. Melanie just texted Todd and said she may not be here today. She's running late. But we'll do our best to fill in and do what we can, folks. That's all we can do. As always, we're going to bring up our Wednesday guest. We're going to let Wendy Wilson share with her some very important information. I know you're going to want to hear this, but before we do that, let's get into the markets and the metals, okay? Metals, not much. Gold up 40 cents, 1823. Silver down 7 cents, 2105. Boy, now, folks, now is the time to buy gold and silver. Now, platinum held even, 868. Palladium down $4 to 1144. Metals not doing so well in numbers, but what a time to buy. Dow was up 122 to 33,125. NASDAQ was up 186 to 13,245. S&P was up 35 to 4,226. FTSE was down 1.05% to 17,492. DAX was up 0.10% to 15,099. Nikkei was down 2.28% to 35,26. Hang Seng was down 0.78% to 17,195. Oil, believe it or not, was down 4.71 to 84.72, folks. The USDX was also down 0.30 to 106.70, which is still really high. And 10-year yield was also down 0.077% to 4.725. But I will say this again. If you can do it, now's the time to buy metals. And I mean it with all my heart. Call Melody at 800-375-4188 and ask her what the best deals are for you right now. I don't know whether it's going to be junk silver or silver eagles or silver rounds or I don't know what's going to be. Gold pieces, 1 ounce gold, whatever it is, folks, it's down. Get it now. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Now, our guest is, as always on Wednesday, and always look forward to this, talk to Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs, and she always shares with us information that's absolutely unbelievable. And today's topic, oh boy, it's going to make your mouth water. I know you're going to wait for this to come out in the market real soon so you can buy it. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you and all the listeners. We're going to talk about 3D printed food. That's going to be our future, hope you know.
I want you to cook me up a 3D printed ribeye, medium rare with onions and mushrooms, please.
Okay. Well, that you may be able to do that soon. The American Chemical Society did publish this report August 2023 on fake seafood to help, save the planet, of course. As they say, harvesting real seafood from the water is an environmental hazard, and it's unsustainable. But of course, you know, that's pretty much their sales pitch. And they use that also to introduce other fake food sources like your GMO crops and so forth. But the scientists are calling their new creation mock seafood. Here's a quote from the report. They say, "We have a new approach for creating desirable vegan seafood that mimics the taste while maintaining the healthful profile of real fish," end of quote. So what do you suppose is in this fake fish? Well, they call it a plant-based mimic. So the research team said that they used the following ingredients to manufacture their fake seafood with a 3D print ink. So the print ink that they use on this printer is made from microalgae protein, mung bean protein, and plant-based oils that have omega-3 fatty acids. So now the mung bean protein is really a waste product from manufacturing starchy noodles. And the scientists are really not sure if this product will have this combination of ingredients may promote food allergies. But most waste grain products tend to induce allergies in humans and pets. So just be aware of that. Now, one of the researchers at the American Chemical Society, Dr. Fenhanian, he said, "We choose microalgae as some already have a fishy taste to them. So we plan to try it out also on making a squid ring and making fake calamari." So this is what they're saying in this report. They took fake calamari, they air fried it as a fake fish snack, and this plant-based seafood alternative food source, they hope will, compete with the fake meat products that are already in the refrigerated aisle at the store. They're also saying that there's more mock or fake seafood options in the works for the future. According to the report, they said, quote, "I think it's imminent that the seafood supply could be very limited in the future, so we need to be prepared for an alternative protein point of view, especially in areas that rely heavily on imported foods," end of quote. I don't know. Do you like fish, Pastor Butch?
I do like fish. That doesn't sound appetizing, though, to tell you the truth.
I know. What they're saying is the planet's going to run out of food. Okay, that's what we've been hearing a while. The message over and over again is the Earth can't sustain the population. We're going to run out of food. Running out of food would suggest a worldwide famine, yet the Earth has never run out of food simultaneously on a global scale. So when you destroy the animal husbandry sector, you burn down the food processing plants, well then, yes, you're going to have food shortages, but that's deliberate. It's not an environmental sustainability issue when that happens. It's an intentional sabotage issue. So that's a man-made sinful issue, and it's not our creator issue. And so what man really should focus on really is better laws to prevent water pollution and corruption in the food chain. But they're using this as a stepping stone, Pastor Butch. Consumers are acquainted with your seafood products like your crab meat and your lobster that's made from minced, reshaped pollock or whitefish ingredients. It's kind of like fake lobster, if you will. They attempt to get the texture and the flavor close to the original, but it's really not quite the same. I don't know if you've ever tried some of that. It's close but no cigar, if you know what I mean. So how do you get the original nutrition that into your fake seafood on top of the texture and flavor problem? Well, according to the research, it is difficult to achieve nutritional content in fake food, even if they're focusing on texture and taste. But they're using plant-based fake seafood. So I can see why, because here's what they're using. They're using, on top of what I just mentioned, they're using vegetables and fungi. So how they programmed their printer to lay down the ink affected the product texture. And this type of food development is kind of global right now. So they're all looking for bugs to eat and fake seafood and fake meat. Haven't you noticed this, Pastor Butch?
I have noticed that, but I just caught the words, how they lay down their ink to print this food. Ooh, that sounds so yummy.
It's hard to wrap your brain around this because, you know, if you're like, you know, a baby boomer, you know, this is just, we're not going to do artificial ink-produced food. I mean, this is terrible. Let's see, the American Chemical Society goes on to say, depositing the edible ink layer by layer creates different textures, some fatty, some smooth, others are fibrous and chewy, and in a single product yet. And recently, the researchers said that this group of research at the National University of Singapore, they actually used legume protein to develop better seafood mimics. They said, we printed salmon fillets with protein from red lentils because of the product's color, and we've printed shrimp, and now we're printing something else interesting with the potential for commercialization, calamari rings. So they're making fake calamari. So I'm thinking to myself, huh, well, in the near future, Italian restaurants the world over, to maintain their global sustainability compliance rating, they may need to serve fake calamari as an appetizer. And how much of it is going to be passed off as the real thing, though? So what will happen, basically, to your real seafood market, as seafood is among the most internationally traded food commodity? So what are they going to do to that? They've already burned down, you know, chicken factories and gotten rid of the cattle. What are they going to do to the fish? They went on to say, we expect that in the next few years, these calamari-like products could be available in fine dining restaurants or in specialty outlets. So you got a lot of food alternatives coming out. Looking at our meat alternatives that are coming out, most of the fake plant-based burgers, for instance, will contain wheat or soy-based tofu ingredients. And most of your soy now is GMO, and the wheat is infused with glyphosate unless it's organic wheat. And some people describe artificial meat as having a texture that is rubbery and non-greasy. Now, when I bite into a hamburger patty, Pastor Butch, I expect to have some grease.
Yes.
Now, some of the GMO ingredients that may be found in fake foods are going to be your corn and cornstarch, and even your lecithin, all from corn, and 97% of your corn in America is GMO. They've affected alfalfa GMO, sugar, soybean and soy oil, potato, apple, beets, sugar beets, papaya, rapeseed oil, your high fructose corn syrup, of course, summer squash, cottonseed oil, eggplant, pineapple, salmon, chickpeas, rice, barley, cottonseed oil, and zucchini. Now, they are all in the GMO category. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. This is Shalice Follet. She's a researcher, managing editor of the humanprogress.org. And she said, humanity is continuously innovating to produce more food with less land, less water, and fewer emissions. And this helps to bring the cost of food down. Well, I'm sorry, I don't see the cost of food coming down. And I don't think these fake products are cheap either, if you've seen them in the store. So your GMO foods are not really healthy foods. This is Jeffrey Smith. He's a founding executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology. He says, we don't know the half of what's going into our food supply. I wanted to know what he had to say. He said this: they're putting spider genes into goats so that their milk will have spider protein.
And that's been years ago.
Cow genes are being inserted into pigs so that their hides will be more like cowhide. Human genes are going into corn to make spermicides. So you may recall, I spoke briefly in April of this year. I reported on inflammation that the GMO foods are causing in humans and animals. And so Smith is actually confirming a lot of this. He says this: let's start with your gut. He said the primary interface between food and the rest of your body is your gut. Your gut wall is a complex system of defenses against unfamiliar and potentially damaging compounds. You can think of it as a tightly woven mesh fence whose openings are just large enough to allow small, friendly, recognizable breakdown products of digestive food like amino acids and glucose to pass through and enter into your bloodstream. Simultaneously, the gut wall is charged with preventing stuff that really doesn't belong in your bloodstream from getting in it. So he says the gut is your biggest immune system organ, and when those tight functions in the gut wall weaken and allow food particles to pass directly to the bloodstream, a condition known as increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut syndrome can break loose and cause health issues. So when the body's defense system doesn't recognize a molecule as a friendly citizen of the body, its very first response is inflammation. And this is why people, Pastor Butch, that eat GMO foods have a lot of inflammation in the digestive system, because the body doesn't recognize the GMO because it's very different.
He said it can't digest it. It's not what they know.
Right, right. So Smith goes on to say it's a vicious and exhausting cycle that ultimately leaves the poor immune system overwhelmed, he says. So people have autoimmune issues on top of everything else. So more scientists are seeing this connection now between the kind of foods we eat and the overall health condition. Your GMO foods may save water and energy, but they also produce unintended outcomes. So Smith goes on to say the very process of genetic engineering produces unpredicted side effects. And Martha Grout, MD, medical director of Arizona Center for Advanced Medicine, says many of the diseases that we deal with, in fact, most of the diseases we deal with, begin with inflammation. And for many of them, the source of that inflammation is the gut, which, of course, is the main interface between the body and the food of any kind, including your GMO food. She goes on to say, in fact, numerous gut diseases have increased exponentially since GMOs were widely introduced into the food supply, including ulcerative colitis, chronic constipation, gastrointestinal infections, Crohn's disease, and gastroesophageal reflux, or GERD. She goes on to say, but inflammation goes way beyond just gut disorders, and I think, she says, we should look at allergies, autoimmune disease, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, anything that's related to inflammation, end of quote. And she's totally right, because that's exactly what this naturopath, Dr. Green, I've been working with, says. And let's see, the Journal of Entropy, 2013, way back then, they said this: the negative impact of glyphosate used on our crops gets into our body, and it has an insidious action and manifests slowly over time as inflammation damages your cellular systems throughout. The consequences of this inflammation are most of the diseases and conditions associated with our Western diet, which include gastrointestinal disorders, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. So we're being poisoned on many different levels, Pastor Butch, and we don't even know the half of it, like Dr. Smith says. There's far-reaching impact here. Your GMO crops have reached into other products other than just your food in stores. Ingredients from GMO crops get into amino acid supplements, your aspartame, artificial sweetener, ascorbic acid, which is your vitamin C, sodium ascorbate, citric acid, sodium citrate, ethanol, flavorings, whether natural or artificial, lactic acid, melodroxytrins, molasses, monosodium glutamates, sucrose, textured vegetable protein, xanthan gum, your vitamins, and yeast. Now, I just read a list that's going to be mostly on any ingredient list in prepackaged foods. You got GMOs and you don't even know it.
Doesn't that make you just want to chow down?
Well, it's no wonder a majority of Americans look swollen, bloated, and they get diagnosed with a disease. They're being poisoned. That's what they're being poisoned.
And this isn't new, is it? This has been going on
no,
for a long time.
This has been going on for decades, really. And it's a slow death. And basically, you know, you can't point the finger at anything. Your coroners won't know either. So, you know, lowering the population in many different ways. It's basically what you got. See?
And the suffering to the end. You go ahead. You better wrap it up and tell everybody what your number is.
Yeah. So toxin removal is going to be real important as we move forward. Give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. We specialize in that. Our number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And also, they can check us out at The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Toxin removal. Get those toxins out, because body struggles to regenerate and heal if you got a lot of toxicity.
You know, you never know what you buy when you go to the restaurant to eat, even though you go to a place where you think they're serving good food. You don't know what's right. in that. And whether it's meat or vegetables, you have no idea what's in that any longer.
Right.
Thanks for being with us, Wendy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk soon.
Bye-bye. Folks, we're at the break. A lot to talk about, and we'll be here by ourselves today. Melly's not going to make it today, so I'll do my best to fill her shoes. Call her up at 800-375-4188. Ask her why she wasn't here. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
All righty, folks. We are back in Listen Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling in until Melody gets here, if she makes it today, and I hope she does. We got a lot of news covered. Some of it financial, some of it do with war, some of it do with immigration, some do with Trump. But the first article I want to share with you that struck my mind is maybe, I'm not sure it's totally legal, actually, constitutional, but I'm going to cover it anyway just to give an idea of what's going on. Y'all know that Newsom appointed a new senator to take Feinstein's place. Butler is sworn in as the third black female senator in U.S. history. Now, I will say this, she's a first lesbian black senator, which in my mind, she's set up to serve, of course, in America, / Babylon, / Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what it all boils down to. But former union leader and Democratic insider, Butler has been sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Senate, replacing California Senator Dianne Feinstein after her death and becoming the only third black female senator in history. Again, the first lesbian black senator. But nonetheless, the Constitution Day means nothing. I realize that. The Constitution means nothing, and I've been saying for a long time, the Constitution is a dead piece of paper. Only the spirit of what was in it makes it work, and it's been dead a long time. According to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 3, no person shall be a senator who shall not have attained to the age of 30 years and been 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state for which he shall be chosen. Now, I don't know if it says that they have to be a citizen of the state of which they're chosen if they're elected. Did he get around this fact because she wasn't elected, she's appointed? Does the governor have the constitutional right to appoint anybody from any state to be senator? Now, this is right straight out of the Constitution. He has to be an inhabitant of the state for which he shall be chosen. So, is that how he got around it? She wasn't elected. Is it constitutionally right for a governor to appoint someone out of state to be governor of the state? That's my question. Maybe some of your constitutional scholars can answer that for me. I would think it'd be a stretch, to say the least, and maybe it should be challenged, which of course it won't be. Not when she's black and a lesbian on top of it, she'll not be challenged for anything. So that's just my question for that. My constitutional question for the day for you all out there who are listening. Is this lawful? Can he do that? Whether he can or not, obviously he's already done it. So we'll discuss that in a minute.
Well, I'm listening to see what we're going to discuss here in just a minute.
Okay. Hey, she made it.
I did.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Not just
running
discussing
a little late.
Well, that's okay. Better late than never.
Yes.
Glad
absolutely.
You're here. I just discussing Newsom's appointment of a first lesbian black senator who's not even a citizen of the state of California. And
since
to be elected senator, you have to be a citizen of the state. And well, she wasn't elected. Can he do that outside the state? Is that how he did it? I don't know.
I don't know how he did it, but he did it, and that's what it is. And so
yeah,
it's just
it
amazing.
To me, it's a stretch. Maybe he get around the fact that she wasn't elected there. He pointed, but I didn't think you could point somebody out of state. But anyway, I wouldn't want somebody to be a senator of this state unless they're from this state, to be quite honest with you. That would bother me. But anyway.
Well, it doesn't seem to bother anybody in California.
Apparently not. Not enough to say anything anyway.
Did you see the speech by McCarthy?
No, I didn't.
Well, he was saying that when he got in there, old Pelosi said, "Don't worry about it. We got your back."
Oh,
so
okay.
So he was betting on Pelosi to come to his rescue. And she didn't even show up for the vote. So
well, she's
funny.
She's attending a funeral of Feinstein in California. Now, we're going to
I know, but
the
too. Point, yeah, but the point I is, know. She literally, and he made it a point to say, she said that they would back me. She was there because she believes in the institution. And so when he needed the Democrats the most and taking her word for it, guess what?
Well,
typical.
That
so that's Californians
surprise.
For you.
That shouldn't be any surprise.
California politicians, not the people.
I agree. I totally agree. We're going to cover some this minute about the new interim speaker and some other things that he's done too with Pelosi and other things, and who some people are wanting to draft to run to be the Speaker of the House. I mean, folks, this is so convoluted. I mean, from a Senate, from a governor appointing someone who's not a citizen of a state to be the senator of the state, on into this mess in the House. I don't know, but something that is going on here. Chilling moment, nuke incoming. Sirens sound and school kids wear gas masks and war drills as Putin readies Russians for World War III. Sirens blared out across Russia today and children donned gas masks as part of a terrifying drill for an incoming nuclear attack. The eerie siren could be heard across the country and chilling messages were broadcast live as Putin forced his citizens to endure a World War III drill. Chilling footage shows the school children being taught had a correctly donned gas mask as Putin forced his citizens to endure a chilling World War III drill. Emergency services wrapped up in hazmat suits to carry out protocol as part of Mad Vad's terrifying drill. And I'm going to say this. Why is he being mad because he's preparing his children, his nation, if they get attacked, what to do? Why is that being mad? Why don't we do the same thing here? Anyway. Chilling, I remember we used to do that when nukes come down to tell us to get on our desk and cover our heads. But anyway. Chilling messages interrupted live broadcast across the country. Chilling footage even shows schoolchildren being taught how to correctly don gas masks. Sirens and loudspeakers were sounded in all regions across Russia's 11 time zones and drills that spawned 2 days. It was Russia's first nationwide civil defense exercise as Putin indoctrinates his people about the danger of the West triggering nuclear war. And what's wrong with indoctrinating people something that could be imminent? At least he has places to take him to. We don't even have that. A message sounded declaring, "Attention, everyone," as a bone-chilling alarm bellowed out in cities and towns everywhere. Emergency services gathered in hazmat suits to carry out protocol, and one group ran from a building with a dummy body on a stretcher accompanied by a pack of dogs. Heavily armored and spiked doors also appeared to close off an underground bunker holding officials and Russian police. Chilling messages were splashed from TV screens as programs were interrupted. They read, "Attention, everyone. There's a check of readiness of the warning system to the population. Please remain calm." The same wording boomed out from loudspeakers nationwide. Melody, they call him Mad Vlad because he did this. Why is he mad for doing this? Obviously, and I think he's right. They have something to be concerned about. Why shouldn't Americans be preparing? And why hasn't our so-called protected government not designed places for us to go in case there is an attack? We don't have any place to go, do we?
No, we don't. And, you know, it's like, hey, it's not going to happen to the United States. We're exempt from everything that happens to the rest of the world, just like, you know, our stock markets and our financial systems and our currencies and everything else. It's not going to happen to us. We've never had a bad day in our lives. So we don't have to worry about it. We'll knock them out, you know.
Yeah, we have shields up on top of all their stuff.
I mean, yeah. We're stronger. We're better than they are.
Right.
If people only knew.
And there may have been a time when that was true.
Absolutely.
But no longer the truth. Putin, 70 years old now, is poised to announce he will seek another six-year term as Russian president, local media reveals. Vladimir Putin is poised to announce he will seek another six-year term as Russian president, paving the way for the Kremlin chief to stay in power until 2030. As part of the conference in November, officials suspect that Putin may announce he will take part in the election in March 2024, Kommersant reported, citing unidentified sources close to the presidential administration. The newspaper said there were, however, other scenarios for what Putin might do at the conference and the final decision arrested with him. The Kremlin did not immediately comment. Putin, who has handled the presidency by Boris Yeltsin the last day of 1999, has been leader for longer than any other Russian rulers since Joseph Stalin. Now, two comments here. Will this be an honest election, just like the United States elections are? Or what's going on behind here, Melody? I mean, you know, I remember back we used to mock the elections in Russia because we knew they were rigged. Somebody switched horses on us. Now we know our elections are rigged. I mean, could Russia be doing an honest election? And we're the ones now they're robbing the people? What's your comments on that?
In today's world, there aren't any honest elections. I don't care where you go. I don't think there's any place in this world, any nation, that has honest elections, period.
And
I would like to have hoped we were the last. Maybe we believed that we thought we had honest elections. You know, and I think the most disturbing part about when it comes to elections and when you talk to people and you tell them, well, you know, this is what happens. You know, there's dead people voting. Well, there's just a few. I mean, come on. I've heard those comments said to me.
Just a few dead people voting.
Just a few. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care. People don't care.
No, they don't. If they really cared,
as long as their quote unquote side is winning, they don't care. They don't care if dead people vote. They don't care if there was these ballots that were found underneath the table and they were never counted. They don't care if any of these things happen.
And if you question, you end up in jail.
Yes.
Or bankrupt. So this is America, folks. This is America today. And I hate it. But what makes me hate even more is American people, Melody said, just don't care. And I don't know, Melody. We become corrupt as a nation. Not everybody, praise God, and everybody, but as a whole, especially the younger generations, become so corrupt and so worldly, they don't really care what happens, as long as they get what they want at the time. We turn into a nation of narcissists.
Yeah.
It's me, nobody else.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
It's all about me.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm not going to say that. Enough people get upset with me. I'm going to say we're all like all the politicians.
Well, I use a synonym for sin, S-I-N, self-indulgent narcissist. That's what it boils down to. That's what sin is. Sin doesn't care what happened to anybody else. It's about me. As long as I'm happy, I don't care what happened to you. That's just the way it is. It's like Pelosi with McCarthy. I got your back. Sure you do.
I got your back.
Sure you do.
But but you know what? It wasn't her. He's the stupid one to actually believe. And it just goes to show you where he is.
Oh, yes.
And we know the Democrats never hold up to what they say, but he's the one that believed them. Who's the most,
But his party doesn't either. Republicans don't either, as a whole.
No.
You can't trust him either, so I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he couldn't trust his own people, obviously.
Yeah.
They're the one kicked him out. And I'm not saying he shouldn't. I'm just saying they're the ones turned on him.
You know, I heard, I can't remember which one it was, some politician from, I don't know, the South or somewhere, and it went, and it wasn't Lindsay, it was, I don't know who it was, and, he's talking about, he was, giving praises to McCarthy and so forth, and he says, he is one of the, he is the biggest campaign raiser, or I'm not quite sure the proper way he said it, but he raises the most money, and that's how you get these positions. I used to think you got these positions because maybe your tenure, your experience, your something that you might have accomplished in your past years to have you worthy of this position. The only thing that you have to be worthy of is a fundraiser. That's it. How much money can you bring in? That's how you get these positions, by how much money you bring in. It's disgusting.
Well, it certainly left the common man out of the selection for office. Obviously, it did. No, not one of us could afford to even begin to run for office, especially in national office. We couldn't do it. And we covered this issue in the past, the last past week or two, three times. But it keeps coming up because it keeps getting more in your face, real. The U.S. military-industrial complex is planning a military draft so Americans can fight the bankers' Third World War. This is by Elon Huff. It's a good article. I'm not reading it all, just part of it. The bankers have once again screwed the pooch financially, meaning another world at war is soon on the way. The trillions they have stolen from society via their money-printing press, the corrupt stock market, and aid to Ukraine means the economy system is once again on the verge of collapse, which always means war is soon to come as cover. And, folks, that's very true. Both major political parties, blue and red, have become pro-war because war is a pillar of American society. Without endless violence and bloodshed, all that prosperity would cease to exist. War is a racket, stated Smedley D. Butler back in 1935 after fighting in four major conflicts. It's possibly the oldest, easily most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one international in scope. It's the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. The problem today, though, is that Americans are tired of sending the children off to die for the bankers. This means the bankers, through the political puppets, could attempt to institute a draft. Well, I see that coming. I hope I'm wrong, but I see it coming. I don't know this. I'm allowed to give my opinion, I reckon. In my opinion, in a dollar and a half, buy a cup of coffee somewhere. I think World War III's already started. Maybe by the grace of God, it'll cool off. But I don't see that happening. We're going to cover more of that in just a little bit about what's going on in the war front. And it's not something, folks, that we need to, we can just poo-poo and say, oh, forget about it. It's okay. It's not by any means in that category. We are in dangerous situations when you have two major powers running drills. One in America today was a bleep, bleep, bleep in the test, but in Russia, they're literally doing the drills, and they call Putin evil for doing it. I think Putin's a very wise individual to try to protect his people in case this does happen or when it does happen. Our nation has done nothing.
Well, at least he's giving the sense that he is. We don't know if he really is.
Exactly.
At least he's giving the sense that he is. And knowing politicians all over the world, I'm not sure any of them care about their people.
Now, that's very well possibly be true. That could be true. But at least he's doing some action. That's more than say for our country. He's taking action on that. We're getting ready to go to break in a minute. You want to go ahead and take us out?
Where are we going? Are we going out?
Are we going out? We're going on a break, and we may have time to grab a hamburger, so hurry up.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back right after these few short messages. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby. Don't say baby. I gotta know if you're sweet.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I was waiting. Melody brings back in. She's waiting on me, so I thought
I was waiting on you.
Welcome to this program. Well, we do mean that. You listen to Financial Survival, and I hope that you understand we're trying to tell you the things that's happening because it's so unsteady. I mean, really and truly, I mean, the price of metals where they are now, my goodness, I can't believe the prices on them. Gold's down over $100. Silver's down $4, $3 at least. Get it. I mean, silver's down. Get it while you can. Really and sincerely. And what's the best deal right now on silver?
Oh, heavens, they're all good deal. I mean, there isn't one that's really better than another anymore. They're all good. So it really depends on your investment objectives. And, you know, if you want some U.S. legal tender, you just want, you know, something as close to spot as possible or, you know, so it's really based on, you know, what you're trying to accomplish with your purchases of gold and silver. But they're all a great deal right now, every single one of them. And, you know, Butch, people have a tendency just to buy when things are going higher.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of when they should be buying is when they're dipping.
And what's the silver round going for now, roughly? An ounce of silver.
Oh, probably a silver round is going for, let me double check on
Shoot, where did my prices go? Here they are. Oh. Are you kidding me? Somebody's been playing with my computer.
Haha. Probably Ruby, your dog.
No, probably. No. Probably. Yeah, unbelievable. Huh. You're probably paying for a round $23.
Wow. And the Eagle's going about 28 now, probably?
27.
27? Okay.
Yeah.
So you could buy 20 rounds now for $412 on my cat.
Yep.
Is that right? No, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, folks. There you go. I mean, really and truly, now's the time to get it. Now, this next article, I think, has to do with a future war that has happened. This is, again, by Michael Snyder, and I do enjoy his articles most of the time. And this article starts, this is not all of it, it's part of it. It's China pre-positioning vast numbers of soldiers, spies, and saboteurs in U.S. communities for the coming war. There's been a dramatic spike in the number of Chinese nationals that are coming across our borders. The vast majority of them are men. The vast majority of those men are military age. Most of the time when these men are intercepted by U.S. officials, they claim that they have come to apply for asylum in the United States. Of course, they know that their court dates will be set far into the near future because the system is being absolutely overwhelmed by asylum seekers right now. As you wait for the court dates, most of them are released into the United States and are permitted to go wherever they want. So what this means is that thousands upon thousands of Chinese men of military age have been allowed into the country, and we don't know where they are or what they are doing. According to Fox News, the number of Chinese nationals that are being encountered at our borders far exceeds anything that we've ever seen before. So far in this fiscal year, 2023, U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered nearly 40,000 Chinese nationals on both the southern and northern borders, far surpassing the approximately 23,500 and 27,800 encountered in fiscal year 2021 and 2022. So 40,000 folks that they encountered. Who knows what come across didn't know about. In July, more than 6,000 crossed the border, just 2 months after the COVID-19 era rule that allowed for expelling illegal migrants quickly, known as Title 42, expired. Obviously, these Chinese nationals do not walk to our borders from China. So how did they get here? The Chinese migrants typically start their journey in Ecuador, which is visa-free for Chinese citizens, as per the diplomat. From there, they head to Nacole, a town in Colombia's northern coast, which then leads to the Darien Gap, a 66-mile dense jungle reportedly filled with armed guerrillas, drug traffickers, and deadly biodiversity. Some who undertake the treacherous journey allegedly pay smugglers up to $35,000 for help. You know, Bella, that sounds like a lot of money for somebody that's escaping from China from the persecution there. Doesn't it sound like they got a lot of money on them? I mean, $35,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And this
it certainly is.
And this is a major national security issue, but the Biden administration isn't doing anything about it. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, Republican Tennessee, told Daily Mail that there has been a massive increase of Chinese nationals tied to the People's Liberation Army that have gained access to U.S. by crossing over the border. And there have been over 17,800 Chinese nationals released in the U.S. this year alone, he claimed. So I don't know what this means. But 40,000 across the border so far this fiscal year that they've encountered.
Can you hear me?
Can
you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I hear you. 40,000, that's a lot of people, whether the soldiers or whether or not. 40,000 men of fighting age could do a lot of damage to towns and cities across this country that are not equipped to defend themselves against this kind of thing. Any comments, Melody?
Well, my thought is they're already here, isn't
well,
these
already
Chinese
here.
Coming
yes.
across?
Let's bring
yeah,
more
they're
all
already
the time.
They've been here.
Yeah.
They've been here for years and years, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And my question is, how many Chinese restaurants do we really need in this country? I mean, you go to the smallest of towns, and it's just like, well, you got a town of 5,000, but yet you've got 10 or 15 Chinese restaurants. Are you kidding me? Like, really? We eat that much Chinese food? Half of it's no good anyway. You know, it doesn't taste very good. So it's all, and it's like, Yes, and I know there's a lot of Chinese people who are escaping that regime. I understand that. And they do want to come here for a better life and so forth. And I understand that. I mean, look at how many of the Vietnamese have come here and opened the nail places. They put a lot of Americans out of business because they actually work harder than Americans. But anyway, I digress there. But so, yeah, we already have a lot of Chinese in this country. We don't know who they are.
And would you believe there are no Chinese restaurants near me, even in the biggest town near us, Summersville, West Virginia, which was the county seat, than having Chinese restaurants? As one Japanese
there you
restaurant.
Go. There you go. My point. Yep. So they're going where, you know.
So it's amazing. Anyway.
That is interesting.
I think it is. Korean War hero evicted from assisting living facility to make a room for illegal immigrants. Now, if this doesn't make your blood boil, I mean, this, of course, is New York. We're going to discuss what Holtz was doing next. But this is absolutely disgusting. Frank Tamaro, a decorated 95-year-old veteran of Korean War, is one of the latest victims in the open border policy of the Biden administration. The Daily Signal reports that Tamaro was given less than 2 months' notice that he would be evicted from a nursing home in the Big Apple to provide housing for illegal aliens in a deal struck between the nursing home owner and the city. At a news conference, Tamaro told reporters he thought his suitcase would be dumped at the curb. Tamaro, an Army veteran, said, "I thought my suitcase would be dumped at the curb, and I'm not that fast." He went on to say, "If it wasn't for my daughter, they would have been on the curb." Melly, that's disgraceful. That's disgraceful. Like other cities and towns across the country, New York City has seen an unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants entering their jurisdictions. In the case of New York, over 1,200 refugees have arrived in the city in 16 months between April 2022 and August 13, 2023, according to city officials. Some 58,000 illegals remain in city shelters. Tamaro was joined at the press conference by Representative Nicole Malatakis in Staten Island, where the congresswoman was discussing the deal between the city and the homes for the homeless to take over the nursing home Island Shores Senior Residence. According to video and press release dispatched from her office, Tamaro was told reporters, "The thing I'm annoyed about is how they did it. It was very disgraceful what they did to the people in the Island Shores." American Military News said New York City Councilman David Carr confirmed the change. The facility's online home records now list the facility as permanently closed, Fox News reported. Removing Tamaro was another seniors, including veterans from the facility, did not sit well with Milikovitz. Our tax dollars as citizens of New York should not be utilized to house citizens of other countries, especially at the expense of our senior citizens and veterans who put their lives on the line, paid taxes their whole lives, and built our communities. Amen to that. Very well put.
Yes.
Very well put. And how New York has tolerated the last couple of governors they've had, I have no idea. Governor Kathy Hochul, controversial move. 18,000 jobs for asylum seekers in New York, illegals. Newark Governor Kathy Hochul recently announced the availability. Now listen, these jobs available, folks, come and get them, of 18,000 jobs for asylum seekers. This decision comes as part of an initiative to connect these individuals with employment opportunities immediately after they obtain federal work authorization. Governor Hochul has directed the New York State Department of Labor to assist asylum seekers in their job search. The DOL's career experts are now working closely with these individuals, assessing their skills, work history, education, and career interest. The goal is to match them with suitable employers across the state. And won't they do that for the citizens of the state, Melody?
I don't know.
18,000 jobs. Are those jobs that other people won't take?
Guess so. I don't know.
That's kind of disgusting in my mind. Now, this next article, you would think, well, this is a long ways in southern border, but it's happening even in this place. Sheriff sounds alarm on gangs of illegal aliens getting to the U.S. through border to burglarize Americans. A sheriff in Michigan, Melody, is sounding alarm over a rise in gangs of illegal aliens getting into the United States for the sole purpose of burglarizing Americans. Oakland County, Michigan Sheriff Michael Brochard, as well as other law enforcement agencies across the U.S., is warning that illegal aliens from the southern border are burglarizing members of their communities at an increasing rate. These are transnational gangs that are involved in this that come from South America, looking to do burglaries and violate our communities, not just in Oakland County, but across America, Bouchard said. In particular, Bouchard said the gangs of illegal aliens are going after jewelry, high-end purses and watches, currency and safes. They sell these things for 20 to 30 cents on the dollar to fences, who then resell this in a variety of ways. They typically hit homes from 5 to 9 p.m. They seem to want houses where nobody's home. They usually come in through the windows in the back. Deep blue states, Brochard said, that have eliminated bail for criminal suspects has made the matter even worse. They typically establish a residence near the location they wish to target. They do a lot of surveillance, we believe, before they commit the crime, Brochard said. Okay, isn't that wonderful? Clear as far away as Michigan, these gangs are moving in and burglarizing homes. And they're arrested, no bail needed. I mean, I just have to wonder, Melody, what do you think about that one?
You know, it's I don't know what anybody else would expect. Have any different outcome.
Oh, there's no, what else can you get?
What else are you going to get?
I do admire Hungarian Prime Minister Orban, Viktor Orban, said this. We will not become a migrant ghetto. I like his guts. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has reassured his nation's sovereignty, standing up to the Soros empire, the Brussels bureaucrats, and Democrats in America. This autumn, Hungary's opponents are expected to come forward to make their demands simultaneously, Orban stated in the October 3rd speech in Budapest. What the Soros empire, the Brussels bureaucrats, and Democrats in America want from us is what we cannot, and I think do not want to do, or to give them. The Biden administration will continue to want us to get involved in the war, to supply arms, and to give money, more money to Ukraine, or at least to allow Brussels to give Ukraine our money, he declared. Hungary is a sovereign country. We will not become a migrant ghetto, and we will not give up our right to have our own foreign and domestic economic policy. Bless his heart. He's one of the few world leaders I know of, Mel, that's willing to defend his people and really mean it.
Yep. As far as we know.
It's one of the few that I know of.
I have no faith in any government leader, but as
I mean, but yeah. For him to even say that in today's world situation, yeah. it almost makes him a hero.
Yes.
You know, We don't have a politician in our whole country to say something like this, say we're not going to let this happen here.
That's true. Very true.
It's just down the part now that it's just unbelievable. Now, we're not going to have time to get into what happened in the House. We'll get that tomorrow because I think it's important. We're going to discuss what happened with the new Representative McHenry, who now the new Speaker of the House, what happened to McCarthy and what doing to Pelosi and who they're trying to draft to run Speaker of the House. I mean, all this is not nonsense, folks. This is happening as we speak. It's utter chaos in this whole country. Utter chaos, Melody, in a whole country about every issue and every front. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
I mean, I don't know what else we can even say to add to that statement. The rules don't mean anything. Nope. Breaking the rules have no consequences. Lying to American people, stealing American people,
doesn't matter.
From American people, being traitors to the country. No one seems to care. They continue on their way like nothing's going on. It is so sad for my children and grandchildren. Take some, Melody.
All righty. Well, I hear the music. I guess we will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
The bills I have to pay, ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.